Hi everyone, thanks for listening to another part of the introduction, which is Edward's review. Let's talk about episode 2 with film. Why film? Why did I get into film, and why is film so important in the channel? Which, hey, guess what? You're actually talking to a filmmaker right here. I'm not a famous filmmaker, I'm just an independent filmmaker. And independent means pretty much like a freelance contractor or something, which normally is something not heard of, but at times not, you know, spoken aloud. But at the same time, you know, you have someone who's doing all the other things like a filmmaker does, but on a smaller, lower scale, if you will. In my job description, I'm literally the cinematographer, which is the department, the director of photography right there, the guy who sees the scenes as it's being rolled or filmed, next to being the writer, which has come up with the story, and that's fun in its own, if you have a good story. But I've been told many times that my stories don't really go according to plan, to other people's plan, and I will have to agree with that on that one. Next to editing, which I have edited a certain footage of both my film, some other films, and other shorts, which those were fun. Not all of it went through, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm not too keen on getting that through, but it's fine. It's okay. And then, oh God, there are so many disciplines of filmmaking as a filmmaker that you also have to hit all the goals as a filmmaker. Consider that if you do a hero's journey on a filmmaker, it turns into one or two things. It's going to turn something comical while you're seeing this guy develop to be the best that he is, or something terrible happens and he either have to like drop it to, you know, regain some sort of sense, or somehow accidentally gain it to the point where he can use it now that he never did before. You know, it's kind of like a weird twist of fate right there on storytelling. But of course, for me, it's either editing, filming, writing, and, you know, making sure that all the pieces flow through. The fifth one on that whole thing is producer. Wow, I really need to get that stuff in my head again. A producer would just make sure that you're having the film able to do whatever you want the film to do. You wanted to make sure that it looks fine to put out there, as well at the same time as in, hey, I could probably, you know, do something with this and just help out, you know, not only the creator who literally wrote the story and made sure everything was fine, to like, hey, let's make this, you know, happen. Let's make this go. So that's where I decided to, oh yeah, this part here, because I totally forgot about this part. The podcast is basically an audio journey as well, because audio is also one of the many styles of filming, that if you don't have something with the picture, you are literally having a moving picture with no sound. And thanks for audio, which is now you're listening to this and listening to many other things, that we have not only music, but dialogue, lines, and what I would love to call, which is ADR, which is in an advanced form of audio dialogue recording, which is basically just speaking to a mic in a studio to match up the voice, to change a few lines into the in the footage or the short or anything that you're putting out there. There's so many things I could explain about this one, and it's always fun. You can always add a lot of things to many things on certain things, but at the same time, you got to make sure that what you're seeing is something else. So yeah, the films I talk about is something that is not only of a current state, but also of some retro stuff, like fall behind kind of stuff. So it's something that I've seen as a kid, but never to really discuss it as an adult. Now, since I'm an adult and I've learned film, like Every Which Way to Sunday. Now I have the opportunity to not only discuss how the film goes, but why did it go into that direction, or how come they didn't cut this scene out or do that scene. Well, in reality, you know, there is things called filling the gap, and majority of the time that happens in film. If you don't see it and you're not a film major, and it's fine, it's okay, because the story in itself is already good enough. It's just there's certain part of the storyline that needs to have some sort of filler gap, like that guy is eating cake for some odd reason, or that person tripped because that person tripped that person. In its own way of saying, film is your own, you know, window of not only escaping, but also like to see how funny that a writer, director, and whoever put this film together can help make you enjoy the film that you love. So that's why I got into it. I wanted to make sure that people who watch my stuff or seen like other stuff that I either wrote or helped produce be ever so like not feeling down in the dumps, but at the same time like, hey, this is like some funny stuff. I rather enjoy it. I rather do that. So that's why I went to filmmaking, because I want to make people smile and happy instead of just like sad and whatever, and make you think. Which in my terms with filming, that's kind of bad. If you make an audience member think, if you make them think while you're making them watch your movie, it better be a mystery or suspense film or crime drama. It got to be something that falls in line with them wanting to think about certain things, and not just make them like, okay, I'm going to second guess myself because that person did something, and I don't want to see that person doing another thing. And so that's why also film discussions, I know there's like over exaggeration of people talk about film, reviewing film and all that, and nothing against them, they are fantastic people to not only see what's going to happen, but also at the same time like, hey, they probably will love the same films that I love. They're probably the same people who enjoy a film just for enjoying the film, not because of the hype behind it. And yeah, there will be times that there will be some hype on many things. I will be guilty. I am a Marvels fan, and I read the comics prior to everything. So that's like something that I could like remember, but at the same time, like, I'm happy that they changed it in many ways. So yeah, that's why I got into film. Film is my, you know, literally my window of opportunity, my goal, if you will, to see how many people are seeing. There are so many other things that goes along with film that I could try to relate with film. Especially there are certain films that I've seen that I love, enjoy, and adore. And there is, and you can laugh wherever you are in the world, you can laugh, but there is a filmmaker named Kevin Smith, and he himself has been through many things in his life, I will admit that, but his films are both enjoyable and somehow relatable in my neck of woods, because if I have to take a few examples, I hope he doesn't like do anything to me legally. But what I enjoy Kevin Smith's films is that the character that he put in there or something like that is relatable to a standard of where I was in life. I'm going to take example of Clerks, Dante. He was a clerk who at one day was not supposed to be there, but he had to be there because his bosses mentioned that someone had a passing or that his co-worker couldn't make it, and he had to fill in. Next door to a film rental store, which was in the first one, by the way, because I'm not counting number two, I am not counting number three yet, but even so, that particular store that's next over was literally the base of two clerks enjoying a day their lives, and it becomes a tumbling whirlwind of a whole day going this way, going that way, helping customers in a way to just, you know, work with the daily life, and then end up having to crash a funeral, play some hockey, and having his girlfriend, number 37, bring him lasagna to work, and knowing that no other woman will bring him lunch, should be someone to let go. So, hey, that in and of itself, it's kind of cute, it's adorable. The first film was fantastic, the second film was hysterical, and the third one, oh my god, the third one in the trilogy, that was like literally an open shut bookcase, if you will, because that was something. And if you guys don't believe me, I do have episodes up for those in the past. You can definitely grab a listen for Clerks, Clerks 2, and Clerks 3 reviews in the backlogs. And just like many other films and directors and cinematographers that I've studied, none beats an idea of a writer and the person who thought about the design, if you will. And even so, this stuff is usually either reviewed by other well-known reviewers to lesser-known reviewers. And if you don't believe me, there is a ton of reviewers on YouTube that, like, channeled themselves to talk about film in its entirety. Me, I just want to be the podcaster who rides along. Let's put this in an anatomy of a comet. You know, you got your basic big-name reviewers, which is the circumference of the comet, which is basically the whole big ball of ice and all that. And trailing behind it is the tail. I want to be like the particles of the tail, because a lot of reviewers will hit it big, and there's a ton of non-reviewers who are talking about the film and why it's enjoyable will be just like trailing behind it and discuss what's inside in depth of the film. That's where I am in that comment anatomy, if you will. I just want to talk about how this film is relatable to certain things. I literally had an episode created for class about the means in The Vow, which is a Channing Tatum movie with Rachel McAdams, and it deals with male masculinity and all that. I will find that video again somehow, because I did that as a report for class, and I felt that this would be shown. But however, the reason why I am not showing it or putting it out there, as soon as I find it, and then I remember that it's daylight right there, I remember that I added actually footage of the film as a talk form or a mentioning of that, and I don't know if I did it correctly, or did I do it like where a reviewer can put it up there without getting like flagged, if you will, getting flagged for misuse of footage in a fair legal act. Because if it's not fair legal, I can't show it. I would be so flagged and demonetized that it'd be so pathetic. And as much as I would like to be monetized, I don't want to be paid. I know, it's kind of weird to even say that, especially this podcast. But I feel that if I do get paid, I get paid for the fact that I'm putting out factoids. That's something that I would be just proud of. If I do get paid, I'm definitely going to be putting it towards the channel. I'm putting it towards new mics, new equipment, new computer. Because if I do this recording, I am definitely going to need to upgrade my laptop, my all the stuff and all that. And that would also lead to the other stuff, which is pretty much my streaming, which I will eventually bridge this into the streaming world, because I know there's a lot of talk shows, podcasts, in certain sites that would allow it. So I'm hoping that it can or could happen in the future. But I don't know if it could or can't. So it's something. It's something. So, yeah. I'm going to leave you guys with that thought. Because the next episode is, why didn't I do this better or sooner? Because there's many things. And I don't want to give away too much in this episode that I already did from this episode. So I'm just going to leave you guys to that thought. And I will catch you guys in the next episode. You guys take care.